And welcome to episode 308 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening, let me fill you in on what it's like around here. It's a lot like buying a trampoline. You know, you're standing there at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay.
Staring at this spring-loaded fabric of fun. You remember that scene from the movie Big with Tom Hanks? You say to yourself, I need this. I wanted one as a kid. Now I'm going to buy one. I'm going to do it. And you can't choose a small one. You need the big one, the giant one with the net around it, big enough for like a family of 10. So you buy it, you ship it home, you set it up, and away you go. You know, you're bouncing on it and having a great time. And then about 5 minutes later, you're just bored as shit. This was not as fun as you dreamed. Also, you're very out of breath. That's not a good feeling at all. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once spread honey on a tree to see if they could catch a bear.
And we did, and his name is Jeremy.
Yeah. Doug was ready for that one.
Yeah. That's how we got Jer.
It's adorable.
We had to like throw a rope around his head, mm-hmm. and then kind of like break him like you'd break a horse.
Listen, if you're like me, and you're just roaming through the woods looking for your next meal, and 10 miles away, you're like, is that honey? You know. Because bears are known for their incredible sense of smell. It's the reason why when someone farts in a room, I can smell it a mile away.
Why is your room a mile away?
I'm just saying, like, if you were standing on one side of the convention hall at a con and I was on the other and you let gas, I know it's you. Because I know your distinct smell.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You just gonna go around sniffing people's asses? That's what got you in trouble last time.
No, only the people who I share hotel rooms with.
Oh.
Anyways, let me get back to my story. 10 miles away.
That's why I don't share hotel rooms.
Liar. We've shared
with them anymore.
We've
not anymore. Anymore. not anymore.
Once you smell that ass.
That's why I've roomed him for the last 4 years.
So I got up to that tree, I started licking it, but then some assholes like choked me out. The fucking
those assholes. We'll find them for you.
So we have cameras back. They're not what you're used to seeing, but they will work. I don't even know what they look like on the screen.
They look exactly the same, but the difference is now if I move a window or something, like here, I'll grab iTunes real quick, and I just kind of move it up into, oh, look at that. It's a Weezer. Look at that.
I like Weezer.
It blocks the cameras.
You have to be careful where you move your windows.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully I have a giant 4K monitor, so I have enough like screen space, but I have the tendency of doing like what I'm about to do right now is move the notes over.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. You got to learn from your mistakes now.
Look, learn and adapt.
Uh-oh, people can see that you have all this written out, and it's not all just off the top of the head. I mean, look, there's this dick joke. Look, dicks, dot, 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 dot.
Slow down here, Julian Sands or whatever, your fucking WikiLeaks.
All right. Way to give people a peek behind the curtain, man.
Well, yeah, you're fucking upskirting.
Well, that's great. Now people know Oz is a phony.
Yeah, man. Ozzy Osbourne worked so hard to not be one.
Oh, boy.
He ruined it.
So we did... what were we even going on? Oh, I didn't even know the cams... I should have did my hair better. I got out of the shower. I didn't even have a chance to do it to my... I look good or anything? My room's all messy. Anyways, if you like what you're listening to, And you're like, man, that intro, that caught me. That caught my attention. I'm going to give them a chance. Well, you should head over to Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a great resource for us. They host our show. They could host your show if you were to have a podcast. They're a wonderful, wonderful friend of the show who says, here you go, guys. You have this show, and we'll pick up the bill. So thanks, Audio Boom. But if you don't want to go to Audio Boom, you can always find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night we record live on Twitch, now with video again. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as my Discord is always right where it is right now and I don't move it ever.
Don't move.
Don't do it. Speaking of Discord, if you would like to, you can connect with other people who listen to the show, like-minded friends, people that are strangers but will quickly become your friends, because everyone's a really fucking nice person over there. They chat, they play games together, and you'll even find us over there. So please be sure to hit up Discord if you want to say hi to everybody, and even us. We also have other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga, we have Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and we have Brainberry Tarts. So if this doesn't wet your whistle, well, one of them will. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I promise that. And if this does wet your whistle and you want to drown, go check out all of them. Can I not say that? Is that a bad thing to say? Just drown in a podcast? That's fine. You're fine. We're fine. It's the beginning of the month, and you know what that means. We're going to read off some names for Patreon. Doug's got that going already. What is Patreon? You know what it is. Everybody uses it to fucking make money off of anything that they do creative. So what we use it for is to grow this network and to grow this show, to get more ears on the show, and, of course, to buy some new equipment. And everything that anybody gives back to this gives to the show, we give back to, and we reinvest it into. So we really do appreciate everybody who spends their hard-earned money on us. I say that all the time, and I mean it every time. All of us are very, very thankful for each and every one of you who decides that they want to give us $5 a month, $10 a month, $20, and so on and so forth. So we do appreciate you. We try to give you as much content as possible by giving you some pre-shows, post-shows. We give you some extra content. We even have a daily show now that is a Patreon exclusive. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you guys do for us. And we want to say thank you by reading out your names.
All right, here we go. We got a number to get through. And I'm trying to read these off as best I can, but like, again, with this whole monitor thing, their names are kind of smushed.
Man,
so.
This is so difficult with my two 27-inch monitors.
Just
28-inch, please.
28 is just one.
Where's your second? You don't have
it. My second one has OBS and the chat, and it takes up the entire script monitor because it's like a 20-inch monitor.
Ew, gross.
Maybe
we need to take some of this.
8-Bit, buy me a new fucking monitor, you piece of shit. Garbage. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. All right, here we go.
I was just about to say it, but now you can kiss that dream goodbye.
I got to read these names, dude. I'm just trying to read some names.
Get to it.
We got Zaylin. Who the fuck is Kenny? We're going backwards, by the way. Who the fuck is Kenny?
Who is he?
I don't know. I wish someone would fucking tell me. Windress. Travis, the lonely trainers Pokemon gang or whatever they are.
Shout out.
Again, it's TLTPG, and so I never remember what it is, and I just can't. Okay. Timo. Timo.
Timo.
My voice broke. The majestic goose. The diner is on fire.
Oh God.
What? Hold on. Let me click that name real quick. The diner is on fire. Help.
Is that German? Is that Dutch?
Oh God, the diner's on fire. Fuck. That is a classic. Snorkel, Silver, Sean, another Sean, Ryan, Robert, another Robert, Renee, Random, Pete, One Step Down, not Chad. All right, never Chad. Nick, Milo, Michael, Meryl, Matt. Mato, Linz, Link, Leslie, Leonard, LW.
Hell yeah.
Lawrence, Lauren, Larson, Christy, Crassy. Oh, that, I mean, I didn't say that one right. Hold on. Crassy. There's a couple of A's in there. Keegan, Kane, Julian, Josh, Jonathan, Jeremy,
shut
Jeff,
up.
Shut up.
Hall, Gonoff, Francisco, Floor Salami, Eric, Ed, Dr. Roxo, Doug's favorite Brit, which is weird because I already said Linz. Does it need my actual name? No, clearly. Deb, David, Jimbo, Cutie, Corey, Coondog, Chris, Chipboard.
Oh,
that's a new one.
Carl, Byron, Bryce, Bruce,
Campbell,
Brett, Benny, and him. Aiden. And if you did not hear your names, I'm just going to throw this out there. Since it is the beginning of the month, I did look. We have like 30 people whose payments have been declined. So... if you did not hear your name, you're like, what the motherfuckers, I pay these guys money. Go check that out and just make sure that your payment actually went through.
Update just, those just credit like, cards. If you didn't hear your name called out as well and you're a listener, that's because you didn't donate yet. So you should go do that.
Yeah. And I saw one. We had a donation earlier today, or someone changed their thing. I don't remember if I said it. I didn't. Jeff? Did I say Jeff? I don't remember. And then Jer's bad ticker. That
okay. Yeah,
that one was in today.
My well. Heart, my heart,
my heart,
my heart has donated. All right. So you can go ahead and check out all the information all over on the website at, the8bitgeek.com. And right now, we're going to get into some misconnections with some classic characters because nobody donated last week. So we're actually kind of happy about that because we get to use the characters we created instead of these weird-ass ones that people keep coming up with. But what's misconnections? Well, every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to hit a drop. I forgot that was me.
Get it together.
I'm like, what's happening? Why is there no... Oh, that's me.
Are we muted?
Yeah.
Nice.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
So now we can talk, and they can see us talking, but right, they can't hear a
word. So we could be like, by the way. Kev, like, start laughing hysterically. Yeah. it's actually making that me laugh.
Really good. Yeah, I know, right?
He's really good at it. Wait, if you're so good at doing a fake laugh like that, then why is your fake laugh so bad?
Seriously, what the fuck, man?
I do it to get a point across, I guess.
How high are you right now?
I'm not high at all.
No, I'm not. Yo, don't look at my eyes. I'm not high at all.
No, actually, I do have a messed up eye, though. Yesterday. What? Eye. Or, like, my eyebrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
So after we did our morning recording, I went out to shovel the driveway. And
please tell me you hit yourself.
Yes, I did. So we have a smaller shovel and a bigger shovel. I was using the smaller one so I can get like the little areas. And the handle part broke off, so I just use it like the, you know, basically just holding it from the metal. And I pulled it up really too fast and it cut me. And I was just bleeding down. Thankfully, I didn't need to get stitches, but it was like kind of split open a little bit. But it's pretty much healed.
Why
now.
Didn't you take, oh, Kevin?
Why didn't I do what?
Take a picture.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, and then been like, yo, Andrew WK, I'm cosplaying as you today while I'm shoveling snow.
I was too busy, like, worried that I had to get stitches because I've never had stitches in my entire life. So I was like, oh, if this would suck so bad. If I was just trying, and right before I did it, I was like, oh, it's good being a homeowner and having responsibilities. And then I fucking hit myself up.
I hope that you, I mean, did you take snow and pack it on the eye? Because snow is a natural congealant. So, you know.
Especially the yellow snow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, packs it all together. So
no. I was able to, like, Debbie took care of the cut. She put the hydrogen peroxide on it or whatever, and then it bubbled up and we cleaned it up. Now nice. I'm good. Well, good I just job. Walked around like anti-Nelly the whole day. Instead of the Band-Aid being there, it was like up here.
Oh, shit. We're it's going down, cold down, in baby. Here. My eyes
hurt. Bleeding. Boom, boom, baby.
I hit my shovel face.
Shimmy, really? Shimmy, cocoa, what?
Hit me in the fucking face. Oh, now. I got nothing.
You do have nothing. So let's go over to the, let's go over to Sean.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Sean.
Sean, I got to tell you, man, we recorded Saga the other night.
Yeah.
And PN was missed.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. I don't know
when I'm going to be back.
It does not feel natural not having you around, and I can't say why, but it's a kind of a tease, you know. I miss you.
I just haven't been around, you know, so maybe one day I'll get, you know, the call sheet will come in and I'll have to show up on set.
The call what?
The call sheet.
The sheep.
The call sheet.
Cleats.
She just go fuck yourself.
Damn.
What do you got this week for us?
Well, I need her. Homestead. This is a tricky situation, but it works so well. We are a couple. I am not looking for any kind of hookup or threesome, but great vibes and an amazing connection.
Okay.
She has both personality and sex appeal. Could talk and politic for hours, but on the other hand, someone that has a sex drive compatible with ours. Boy.
Hey, didn't you just say before, though, that you weren't looking for a hookup? Or?
That's yeah, where I was at.
Yeah, because, okay, so I said all that, but, like, but what's most important is that the sex appeal is compatible with ours, which just means coming over and over and still wanting more.
Oh. Hello.
It can be one-on-one, all together, even though I know I just said I didn't want to freeze them, but, you know, whatever. Sporadically. But maybe also planned. I'm seeing a lot of mixed signals here.
For real. Really,
yeah.
I want to be able to share you with my husband.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Whoa. Sean,
Mazel tov to me. Yeah, I know, right? In the sense that we can enjoy chasing you together at the same time and have times where we get the pleasure of having you to ourselves. I want to have a friendship close enough that if I'm away, I could literally FaceTime and watch him enjoying you. Having you bent over the table deep inside of you. And all three of us come together, though I'm not physically there.
Wow.
She's trustworthy, no jealousy or awkwardness. If this is you, or you may be interested in, take my number and send me a text. We can exchange pics from there. Smiley face.
Oh, man. That's wow, good Sean. Stuff, Sean.
Yeah, it's all right. All yours right. Truly. Oh, boy, Sean Pennis.
All right. Well, as you guys know, today is Ryan's birthday.
Yes.
It is. So,
happy birthday, Ryan.
So it's been a while. Ryan, happy birthday. But we do have somebody who wants to say something to you. And I understand that maybe you didn't call her today.
Oh.
Ryan. Ryan, it's your mother. Ryan, where is Ryan? Why isn't he answering me? Ryan? Who's that?
I think he's playing D&D.
Is that Ryan's little friends?
Yes. Hi, Mrs. Yes. K.
Yeah, hi, Miss K.
Is that Kevin?
Yeah.
And hi, the other guy.
Yeah, we've never met, and I'm cool with that.
That's what's his name? Dougal?
Dougal. Close enough.
Dougal. Okay. So Ryan, I love you, boy. And I want you to know that you'll be my sweetheart forever. I want your tushes to be warm in the winter. And I want your feet to be merry in the summer. Other than that, what is I doing here today? Oh, is this Miss Connections?
Yeah.
Kevin, are you wearing your galoshes when it rains?
Always. I'm pretty much sleeping in
good.
There.
Good. When I see you again, I'm going to pinch your cheekies, you fat little boy.
Whoa! I was not ready for that.
Hey, Ryan's mom, Mrs. K, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Of all of your, like, 18 sons, which one is your favorite?
Oh,
I couldn't possibly pick a favorite, but if I had to, it wouldn't. Are you asking if it is Ryan?
Yeah.
Secretly, if he... No. But I just feel real bad for him. It's mostly pity.
Oh, my.
I have to take care of him. Anyways, I'm so bored. I'm on Riverside. Also, I'm a late 20s.
Whoa.
Double A single woman. That's, you know, like if you have a triple A title in a video game, I'm a double A.
Oh, come on. You're better than that.
Well, no, she's had 18 sons. Kevin. So, I don't know. Probably pretty loose, right? I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Dougal,
holy shit, Doug.
Dougal, reconstructive surgery is a real thing in 2019.
No.
God.
That's a jet. Jesus.
Anyways, I'm bored with my day to day, and I need some excitement. Something new. I've been dreaming of a sexy older man. Race isn't important to me. I'm open to all. Anyone local to my area, the same? Short, chocolate skin, thick thighs, nice ass and hips, and sexy full lips. I know there's someone out there. I often drive in traffic, noticing men in their other cars and imagining how I could rock their worlds, if only. I love tall men who smell nice, have a pretty smile, soft eyes. Please, someone keep me company. Anyways, Ryan, call your mother. I haven't talked to you in days. All right? Bye, Kevin, you sweet looking bearded bum.
Oh, thank you. And congratulations on your championship win, Mrs. K, in Avid Brawl.
Yes, I wear that trophy around my waist while I walk around the house without clothes on.
Oh, boy.
Dougal a picture on accident. He knows.
Well, yeah, all 13 of them. It must have been an accident.
I didn't know what was the button to send and take a photo. I thought they were the same. Anywho. Goodbye, you lovelies.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh. Hate to see it go, but I'd love to see it walk away.
Oh. Oh.
I've got 13 pictures with your name on it, Velvet.
See you later, Mrs. K. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Velvet?
You know, just living the life, you know? Mm-hmm. This one, though, I'm a little pissed off. This one goes out to the credit card thief. Now, this one is in Ridgewood, Queens.
All right.
This motherfucker. Say hi to the classy gal or guy who stole 4 credit cards out of mailboxes. Or, hey, maybe the post office in Ridgewood, Queens. Sold them to somebody in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and saw fit to go to a public park, tear up the mailing that came with them, and shove it in the door of my gas cap.
What?
Sons of bitches. Like, that was out of spite. That's a lot of work to be put in to just fuck with me. Now, I guess it was really too much to walk 10 feet to the garbage can to throw them out. Anyway, it was a slow day, so I filed a police report, called the banks, and had the numbers blocked, and will make the people whose cards you stole. I'll mail them. Yeah, I'll mail them something, like a sorry note, I guess.
Okay.
I bet you were the Russian couple, because everyone else is pretty classic Sunday morning suburban old fart.
What?
You fucking Boris and Natasha over here, looking for a goddamn moose and squirrel. You took my credit cards. I hope karma gets you. And karma's a friend of mine. He's kind of an asshole, but if he owes you money, or if you owe him money, he's gonna get you. Yours truly, Velvet Jones.
Hey, Velvet.
Hi, buddy.
You know that Misconnections is made for, like, hookups and people that you...
Oh. Yeah, I'd like to hook up with these people.
Okay, but it's really not made for you to air out your issues with a male thief.
Is this not Festivus? Am I late to the Festivus party with the airing of the grievances? Because this is definitely a goddamn grievance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was going to use big things. Like, one of them was my H&R Block credit card. And I kind of need that.
All right.
I got bills to pay.
Okay, just say you're lying and let's move on.
Oh, I thought we were just having conversations.
Oh, that was perfect. Great transition. A plus. A fucking plus, man. That was awesome. All right. Top box office. Guess what came in number one for the second straight row? Bet you can't even guess it. It's How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Green. You didn't even guess it right.
I see that number two is a Madea family funeral. Do they finally bury this fucking character?
No, but I was hoping that you would really latch onto that because it came out of nowhere, and I know how much you love those movies.
Oh my god! Yeah, I hope I just was hoping that they would finally put that dumb shit to rest.
It it has a 41 Metascore.
Woof!
But when you make 27 million, I think you're given a sequel.
I like on Google Docs, we're all clicking it at the same time.
You know, so much so the link went away.
I wanted to see the budget, but it's probably made its budget back.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. These movies can't cost a lot to make.
No.
At this point, Tyler Perry, this is it for him. Like, this is his movies. Like, that's all he's in now.
He was in that one movie with...
Yeah, okay, Kev.
Yeah, that one movie.
Gone Girl. Like, he was with... Yeah, Gone Girl.
That was in, like, 2012, Kev.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he was in another movie.
Moving on.
He was in one of the Ninja Turtle movies.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. He was in the second one.
Yeah, he was in the second one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bebop. Rocksteady.
He was not... God damn it, he wasn't Bebop. He was a doctor.
I know, but he was working with them.
He was the one who turns into the fly.
Fucking the fly. That's right. He was, Kev. Good job.
I hate you.
Let's see. Let's get into the news. And if you're expecting more movies from Warner Brothers, well, you'd be right. They're going to keep making them. And we have news of what kind of movies they're going to make. They have more Matrix movies planned and more Mad Max movies planned with
Fewer shared universes, guys, so look out.
I love that they like just announced some sequels or whatever, and then they're like, but fewer shared universes. But these movies, no. They're not gonna have Keanu Reeves in it. No. But it's the Matrix. But it's not a shared universe. But it is the Matrix. But it's not.
They went into detail about making more Matrix films, and they're saying that it's such a huge world that they're going to make multiple films. They will not star Keanu Reeves. They will focus on other stories within the Matrix. And
but fewer shared universes.
Right. So you won't get the DC movies sharing anything with the Matrix or Mad Max. Although I would love to see that the Mad Max franchise is in the actual Matrix. Like, that would explain a lot.
No. That would be pretty awesome.
Also, but it's insane to me that they're like, is this a shared universe? Well, I mean, yeah, because it's the Matrix, right? We have a lot of other stories to explore. Okay, but so is Shazam in the current DC like cinematic universe? No, oh no, those movies will never collide with one another again. Oh no, ugh, shared universe is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
So Warner Bros. Can suck a dick.
For some water.
I mean, who keeps making these decisions for them? Like, obviously, it's not paying off for them.
Well, that's the tale of Hollywood, right? If you have something that fails, then it automatically goes into a bin that says, never do again, because it doesn't work. Even though it's been proven to work, if one studio fails at it, they'll never do it again because it costs them money. And so this whole shared universe, even though it was done terribly, they won't go back and build it up like they should. They'll just let it be. And so what they'll want to do now, what they want to do is they just want to make individual films like they did before, because the way they did it before, they made billions of dollars. And so they're going to go back to what works and what did work for them.
Yeah. It's just lame.
Yeah. Let's see. The HBO CEO is stepping down in the wake of the AT&T acquisition, which could spell disaster or not. I mean, 50-50 shot. Obviously, AT&T will get somebody to replace him, but there's been some great decisions made over at HBO as of late, and I'm a little afraid of what will become of this channel.
Yeah, especially, I mean, not that it's like a draw for, I feel like, a lot of people anymore, but, you know, HBO used to be, they used to have like their late night content and stuff, their after dark stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that has been pulled, and none of it is available, I believe, on their streaming service anymore.
They had the real sex documentaries on that before.
Yeah, like, but from what I understand is that like those things are starting to be pulled off of their streaming service, and that's in some sort of compliance with this AT&T acquisition, that they did not want that on their service, and so they are having them pull it. Which, again, I mean, it's like, I don't, whatever, don't care, but I would hate to see things like Game of Thrones suddenly have like, well, this is the new Game of Thrones, like, we cut out all the violence and sex and all that stuff that, you know, made the show as popular as it is, right? Mm-hmm. I would fucking hate to see that. But
this is what Plepler has done since 2013 under the leadership. He took over as CEO in 2013. So he's won 160 Emmys in 5 years.
Wow, that's fucking huge.
He oversaw the rollout of HBO Go and HBO Now, and has expanded the network to what it is. He's been working at Time Warner since 1992 and was co-president of HBO in 2007. So when you have somebody who is like that, I feel like that's kind of a loss, right? Like, that's a big hit.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's over such a weird thing. Like, especially if you go back and watch like a lot of that stuff, it was more documentary style things. Like, I don't understand why they're getting really conservative on them, especially if they're going to take it over. It's kind of what made them big.
I apparently, according to this report, that Plepler, decision to step down was influenced by ongoing tension with none other than John Stankey.
No.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Booty, get your boy a check.
Matt Booty, come talk to your boy, John Stankey.
Damn. Yeah.
Man, Stanky, I thought you was gonna be cool, dude.
Man.
What
happened to the Stanky Booty connection?
Yeah, god damn it. Man, Stanky, you just stank now, man.
Man.
Speaking of stank, you guys are ready for that? You guys ready for that Sandlot sequel that you never asked for?
Right?
Because it's happening. They're taking a film that we all cherish, in our childhood, and they're going to make a sequel, and it's going to pick up in their adult lives, because I guess if it can do it, so can the Sandlot.
What? Are they going to fight at, like, James Earl Jones?
The dog is going to, it's now going to be a horror movie, and the dog is the main villain.
That was a scary fucking dog, though, in the first movie.
Yeah, when it's that, like, giant animatronic dog to make it look like it was a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one asked for this. Also, is this going to be like a fun show, or is this going to be like depressing? Because I don't know if you guys remember this, but Squints ended up with Wendy Peppercorn and had like 8 kids. So we're going to pick up with him with like a fuck ton of children and toddlers and stuff. And let me tell you, I got 2. I want to kill myself. So I don't know what we're going to do with someone who has fucking 8. Now, to be fair, the wife is Wendy Peppercorn. So. Or Peppercorn, whatever the fuck her name is.
Benny made it to the major leagues last we left off.
Yeah.
I don't remember what anybody else did.
No, some of them just like disappeared.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like Benny made it to the major leagues, and then like the main character was the commentator for that league or whatever. Yeah, and then you're right, everyone else is kind of fucking fucked off somewhere, which is crazy.
Yeah, so but the original cast is coming back. I said movie, but it's Doug nailed it. It's a TV show. And it's already has 2 seasons. Like what?
They have to expand the Sandlot verse, if you will.
I guess.
And is it going to be like the kid? Cuz yeah, there's some characters that when he talks about what happens to him, it's like, yeah, he moved away in 6th grade and I never saw him again, you know. So it's like when does this take place also in regards to the movie? Is it after that, like, his closing dialogue? Like, does it pick up after that?
It's gotta be.
Because, yeah, like, if you're gonna bring these characters back, because a lot of these people, or, like, the original cast have signed back on, then, like, what are these people doing that you told me in the movie you didn't know what they were doing?
They're just gonna come back, and they're gonna be like, oh my god, Alan?
Yeah.
Alan.
It's gonna be one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is that you?
Yeah. I go by Alan now.
What have you been doing all these years?
You know.
I was in jail. I committed murder.
Yeah.
I'm the manager of the sack and save down the street.
Oh. This whole time?
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. Kingsman is, listen, I tell you what. Kingsman is a bit underrated when it comes to talking about these films, but it is shaping up to be one of my favorite like series that's come out. It is so fantastic. I like it more than like watching a Bond movie.
I was going to say it's the Bond movies we deserve.
Yeah. So the Kingsman is getting a sequel and a prequel. The prequel is going to come first in 2020. And then we're going to get Kingsman 3 after that. I'm so hyped because I really love this. They're so well done. They're so well. If you've never seen a Kingsman movie, you owe it to yourself. The first one, they're fun. They don't take themselves too seriously because they are ridiculous. They have like that James Bond villain kind of architect kind of thing. And it's just so good. It's so good.
Yeah. And yeah. I loved the villain. Like you said, the villains, like both having Samuel Jackson and then, what's her name? And the second one, and she was fantastic.
Halle Berry?
No,
it wasn't Halle Berry, was it?
No, it was the one from. It was the daughter of the Big Lebowski. Remember the Big Lebowski? It was Bunny Lebowski, not Bunny. The artsy daughter.
Sure.
Yeah, yep, whatever. Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, she yeah. was the villain in Kingsman.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And it was fantastic. And the Elton John cameos were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Well, that's the thing is that from what I understand, with the third one, like Taron Egerton or whatever the fuck his name is,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that. It's I don't remember his fucking name. I don't think he's coming back. The guy that played Eggsy.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, he wasn't coming back for the third one. So I don't know what the plan is for that, but he is playing Elton John in the Elton John movie that's coming out later this year. Yeah.
All right. So that's all I have for. That's all I have for news for movies. We can move on to games, or we could just end it now.
Yeah, let's just end it now. Yeah, fuck it. Let's go home. We got a tweet today about something from someone who was like, I hope it's on the show tonight. Was it movie or game related?
I thought it was. It's game related and it has something to do with Soldier Boy.
No.
So let's jump into just kidding. If you're wondering what happened to Soldier Boy news, we're going to go ahead and kill it off until unless something interesting enough comes up to where we have to talk about it. I think it's run its course.
Yeah.
Where did that fucking like Soldier Boy himself.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
I'm not sure, but I'm gonna.
Oh, okay. Oscar Isaac wants to play Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sure. I saw that. I would be down for that. I think he'd be great. I love Oscar Isaac right now.
Why not?
Same.
Yeah. I no complaints there. So, let's see. Nike is getting into esports. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal, because they're the kings of. Shoes? I don't like fucking.
Well,
know
no, the kings them. Of like sports apparel.
Sports apparel. Yeah. So yeah. It's official. They are going to. They signed a 4-year deal with the Leagues of Legends Pro League, and it's a massive, massive deal. Nike will supply every squad with sneakers, casual clothing, and eventually professional jerseys.
Nice.
And their Nike-produced garments will be available to purchase at the mid-season Invitational in May. So, for the people who say that, you know, esports is not a sport and it shouldn't be considered, well, you can pretty much go fuck yourself now because once Nike's on board, Adidas is on board, every sports apparel is jumping on board with a different esports leagues, and so it's a big deal. They're seeing the numbers, they're seeing how many people watch this shit, and you know, it's I don't know if it's ever going to get as big. Maybe it will in here in America as regular everyday, you know, sports, but it's a pretty big fucking deal. The Overwatch series is kind of puttering though. Last year it was a big deal, but I haven't heard shit about it this year.
I think it is huge. It's just not on TV. ESPN will air it. Remember, those were special airings, but I mean, we're still getting like tons of people watching on Twitch and maybe
that's where it lives, right? But, like the generation us and after us, you know, TV is not needed anymore. People are watching this shit on their phones, on the computer. You know, Twitch is really the home. And Twitch, I wouldn't be surprised if Twitch becomes a cable fucking network at some point. Just airs.
Don't give them tips. Don't give them advice.
I wouldn't be surprised if they launched that as a, like, you know, and their programming is they set up what they, oh my God, this is such a fucking good idea. You sign streamers like you would a TV show, and they have a slot of where they're going to be on TV. And they have a 2 to 3 hour slot. They do their thing. The next one comes up, and then you fill it in with tournaments and game reveals, live streams from developers and shit. Woo!
So basically a more successful G4 TV.
That is exactly what I was about to say. Yep.
Yeah. I think people would watch that.
And then at 2 a.m., Cops.
Yeah, exactly. Cops filmed on location. Always in Dallas. Like, it's either in Dallas, Fort Worth, or Houston. I swear to God, every episode.
Yep. That's where the criminals live, Kev.
Oh, that's where they are. The underbelly of America.
Belly of America is in Houston, Texas.
But we love you Houstoners who listen to our show.
No, it's because that show is super racist and they went to areas with high African-American populations.
Oh. Well, they, fucking Steven Seagal's Lawman did that shit too. That was awkward. That was an awkward show to watch. Did you guys ever see that?
No.
Where he would fucking, okay, so he was like a deputy sheriff out in some weird county in Mississippi, and he would go on ride-alongs with them, with like real cops, and he would do this thing. They would do like Steven Seagal vision, where they would spot like five African Americans walking, and they'll do like a slow motion thing, and Steven Seagal would just go, "I bet they have drugs," or something like that, and they'll just pull these guys over.
Was
and
like all Trump?
Sudden, yeah,
but well, these guys have drugs.
Have you listened to Steven Seagal? That's exactly how he sounds. But so they pull the people over and they like immediately put everyone in cuffs and people are losing their mind. They're like, "I didn't do shit. Fuck this. This is bullshit. Is that Steven Seagal? Oh shit. Can you uncuff me? I got to shake this man's hand." Like, but it was just like super weird to watch, man. He's a fucking weirdo.
Did you
let that go on record?
Did you watch the thing that was posted recently about him? He went to
the fight at the fight.
Yeah. The fight competition. And then the whole crowd's like, all these professional fighters are watching him, and they're like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?"
Yeah,
he's something else, man.
Like he's batting these people away, but it's obviously so fake and scripted. And like, okay, so just go attack him, and he's just gonna push you down. Okay, and you see people like in the crowd like laughing because it's like, this is stupid. He's not doing anything.
But it looks like his face is just like, "I could really eat a Subway right now. A sub. I just want it.
The faster I finish this, the faster I could get to my footlong."
The fucking hand motions he's using. And like, he's disposing of these people. He's disposing of all of them like you would if you were to, if you had all the power just in your hand, like of the world. And he's just like, and flipping.
Yeah, he's deflecting these professional fighters like how I deflect my 3-year-old. Yeah.
See, I take it you guys have never seen Above the Law.
Oh, we've Mark seen them.
Death, any of these movies, like that's how he fought. It was so fucking weird. It's like, I don't know how that works in real life, where he's just doing these weird little twitches and breaking arms.
Well, in the movies, whatever the fuck I love that shit. I love that pool shit sticks. In the movies. Watching that stuff, I was like, oh, I want to be him.
Yeah, dude, my mom had such a huge crush on Steven Seagal, like in the 90s. Like, they filmed Above the Law like 3 blocks away from our house, so she got to like see him
in a suit. So she'd go out there every day like, "Steven,
Kev, no. Is Steven Seagal your dad?"
No, my dad looks more like Cheech.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that like his dad is his dad. All right.
Yeah, look at me.
I mean, look at
if he had a giant mustache, he'd look just like his dad.
I mean, just look at the painting behind him. It's clear.
Yeah, see, it's fucking clear as day. That is such a weird.
It's in a weird spot again.
All right. Oh, yeah, it just keeps creeping back in. It's a fucking. It does it on its own.
Hello, Kevin. Yeah. On the stream, it's just barely peeking into the shot.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's fucking. Just barely, it's just there.
And right now, with the way I'm looking, it looks like I'm looking over at it. I can just see it kind of peeking right next to you.
Hello, Kevin. It's me, the drawing of your dad.
You made snot come out of my nose when I laughed.
Why does my dad sound like that?
Because I don't know what your dad sounds like. Also, I'm a picture.
I would love it if Kev got inspiration for Velvet, because that's the way his dad sounds.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I think Kevin's dad sounds more like my impersonation of his.
Kevin.
You made him sound like Dr. Roxo.
Kevin, it's your dad. look at me. Look at me.
Oh, my God. Can we hear Kevin's dad and then Ryan's mom get together?
Oh, boy.
I thought I was starting to, like, dip into.
You have a carry me.
Princess Sophia?
Say hi to me. I'm just down here. Just. It's warm. I'm sweating my balls off.
They can't fall off.
Bet.
Oh, no.
You gonna take him out? All right, let's get on to the next story.
Kevin, it's your dad.
Just you so much.
Just look at me. Just look. Just turn around and look at me.
All right, I'm moving it, fuckers.
No, Kevin. No.
No, Kevin, no.
Hold on. He's turning it down. Hold on, wait, ready?
Kevin. Kevin.
Kevin. God damn it.
You're so pretty. Come take a look.
I had to turn it around.
Kevin.
Oh, God. You're out of the will, Doug.
Will you hate me? You're out of the will. I'll talk over here. I'm not going to mention to your real father. Give it a go. I'm going to spank the shit out of you.
And they think I'm the one who's stoned.
Okay. All right. Let's get back on track. Oh.
Janice says it sounds like someone's choking out meat wad.
So Microsoft is taking a first priority look at PC gaming to deliver a new store experience. So
good.
They are, I mean, when you look at what Microsoft is doing in gaming, not only for Xbox One and the Xbox brand, but they're really trying to, you know, blend PC gaming in with their Xbox brand. So I would not be surprised if they release the Xbox Game Store onto PC and it mimics what it is on the console.
That'd be cool. I mean, it's easy to navigate. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier than what's currently there. What's currently there makes it seem like it's a mobile store put into a website.
It's kind of shitty. Can I give you what I think they're going to announce at E3 for their initiative for blending them together? Here's what I think they do. I think they're hard at work right now of making sure, because their first step was making their first party games work seamlessly with each other if you're playing on PC or on Xbox. I think that they sign and they get promises from all these third-party companies to do the same thing, but it won't be for the same price. I think that it will be a small charge because of the fact that they want money, of course. But mm-hmm. I would think that for $59.99, you get it for your choice of either Xbox or PC, and for $10 or $20 more added onto the price, then you can play it anywhere between the two.
Is it like back when Blu-rays were trying to catch hold and they would do the Blu-ray DVD combo?
Yeah, I think they do like a combo deal where, because obviously third parties are going to be like, well, how can I make more money if I'm selling it on both? And Microsoft's going to be like, well, motherfuckers, they're only going to buy it once. They're not going to buy it from both places, you know?
Unless you're Kevin.
Unless you're Kevin. But I think that there's some way they work that out. And even if they don't do the add-on thing, I do think that they try to get as many third-party companies to sign on to this buy it once and play it anywhere kind of mentality. And then, of course, you have it on the Switch because they're releasing Xbox Live there. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a huge, huge shift for Microsoft, and I think it's gonna be the thing that puts them over the top, and they'll become the number one selling console next generation. Because I think that Sony has gotten lazy again because they're number one.
I agree.
I mean, their games are still fucking legit, and they're amazing. It's like, Sony, definitely. But as far as innovating goes, Microsoft is, you know,
they're behind now.
They're behind, so it lit a fire under their ass.
Hopefully it does. Right as of right now, I mean, they're not doing really anything to combat what Microsoft's doing. I mean, Microsoft is revisiting their back catalog, releasing like original Xbox games enhanced, Xbox 360 games enhanced, and then you got Sony, who this is the first month that they're going to have only PS4 games on Plus. Mm-hmm. Like, they got rid of the PS3 and Vita. So it's like, it's weird. It's like a whole different, like, Xbox being proactive and then PlayStation just going literally not even reactive, but just backwards.
Well, they don't have to because they're making money. Like, they're number one, so they don't have to do anything. I think also that they make the next console
backwards compatible on day one with all their Xbox One games. Like, you could just, because it's essentially going to be a PC anyways, so you'll just be able to play whatever you want. All your back catalog is available, and away you go.
Instant library.
Yeah. And because they also have the Xbox Game Pass with however many titles. All right, so Anthem's in trouble. Anthem's in big trouble.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Sony is refunding PS4 players due to the game crashing. It's Anthem. I don't know what's going on, but it's bricking people's consoles. And Sony just put out a release, an updated release, saying that they're looking into it. They have advised them to stop playing the game. So this is kind of a big deal, and it's a huge hit for a game that's already, it only has like 600 people watching on Twitch. It's the lowest selling game of BioWare's history. The Metascore is the lowest. It's the lowest rated game in their history. It's just another hit, and I hope that they fix things and they can rebound and things can get better. But with the current state of things, Doug, did you look up to see what their numbers are right now?
I'm looking to see, which, interesting enough, Fortnite is back in the lead, but like Apex is right fucking behind. It's on their heels.
Well, Fortnite just released their newest season, so
Season 8 just started.
I'm looking for Anthem. Where the fuck, man?
Where is it?
Way down on the list, isn't it?
7,100 currently now. Tom Clancy's The Division 2, which is like a beta, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. It's not even, no, the beta's closed, isn't it? Still has 6,500 people watching.
People are rather watch a blank screen than go to watch Anthem.
Are people talking about what they did this weekend?
Link says that it's all crap, the game is great, and people are just babies. I can't co-sign that.
Yeah, you're talking to people who have played it a lot, man. No one's complaining. I don't know. We didn't complain about the content of the game as much as the other bullshit of the game and all the bugs in the game and the constant loading screens in the game and all the those sort of issues. Yeah. Like, we had a lot of fun playing the game. There was some cosmetic stuff that, like, you know, we wished were different that they had promised us that weren't, like, wasn't the case, but. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, when they release a patch that then crashes people's PS4s, which is what's happening right now, that's not good. And so those people aren't babies when the device in which they're playing on bricks on them and becomes unusable. So I'm going to completely 100% disagree with you, Link.
That's right, Link. That's right. Stop being a fanboy.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you just put your little chubs away. And
little chubs?
And he goes, Link's like, well, you guys, I'm out of here.
Yeah, come on, chub rub.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really say anything about it. I didn't play enough of it to really get into it.
Exactly, Kev. You didn't play it. Like, and that's why I'm not putting you down. I'm not putting you down in a way. But like, there was nothing for you to be like, oh, I have to do this. Like,
exactly.
You were not excited to go back to it, even though we played it and had a good time. The hype really died off between the three of us in this game.
I actually just uninstalled it today too, because I ran out of space on my SSD, and because it was like taking up like 92 gigs and I wasn't even really playing it. So I'll just reinstall it later if I really want to play it. But yeah, as of right now, I'm just stuck on Resident Evil. So no point in going to that.
And Caleb and I have been playing Far Cry 5 or Far Cry New Dawn, and it has been one of the funnest gaming experiences I've had in a while. It's buck wild. It's so much fun.
I just started Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, I've only played the first two missions, and so far I really love Greek mythology, so this is right up my alley. And I held out on it a long time because I fell out of love of the Assassin's Creeds after Brotherhood. I've played through all of them, and then this one has like a 9.7 Metacritic, and like everyone keeps saying how great it is, and so I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I got it on sale, so I was like, I'll play it. Halo Infinite is going to be a spiritual reboot of the Halo game. I mean, I think it needed a reboot, right? Like, we're so far in. We're six games in, crossing three generations of consoles. Maybe it's time to reboot the story and kind of start fresh. That way we get Master Chief back and in a gorgeous looking game.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a launch title for the next Xbox and PC.
Yeah, could be.
So
is there still going to be Halo 6 before Infinite, or is this going to be the sixth one? Because Halo 5 ends kind of on a cliffhanger too, because you're still kind of like going after Cortana, and it's just a really weird ending.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
Here's some bullshittery that I don't like. The Division 2, if you get their season pass, it's giving you 7-day early access to post-launch content. I fucking hate putting up walls for just to entice people to spend more money to buy early access to them. Like, hey, you're not going to be able to play this. You're going to have to wait a week unless you buy our add-on, unless you buy the season pass. And they're a company, they can do whatever they want. It's fine, whatever. But I hate that you lock people out of content because of that reason. I didn't like it with Anthem, and I don't like it here
either. I was going to say, when I saw this story, I immediately messaged Jaren. I was like, oh, get your charts back. And immediately he posted one. And I was like, oh, I was joking. I didn't think you're actually going to do it.
Division 2 has a chart as well.
Yeah.
And like, I looked at it and I was like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm
Doug just logged
it
up.
Had like,
I was like, I'm done.
Okay. It had like 20 different versions of the game. Yeah. And then it was like, what do you get in this one? All the way down. And I was just like, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jer loves charts.
I fucking love them. I love charts. I have no idea how to read them, but I love them.
He just—it's like his lava lamps.
Yeah, I just stare at him, and I just go, "This is good." Let's see. And the last story of the night is one that all three of us can get really excited about. Yes. Gearbox is promising lots of reveals at PAX East. They have a panel going. Obviously, we're going to see Borderlands 3. The first time we'll see that in action, and then they say that they have unannounced games as well. So.
Aliens Colonial Marines 2.
Oh, God.
PAX.
We fixed it this time.
That was the only game I've ever bought. I bought it at a midnight launch Monday and returned, like, sold it back on Thursday. Like, it was so bad.
PAX East is soon.
When is it? It's in August, right?
PAX East, March 28th through the 31st, 2019.
So we're going to around Easter, yeah.
So that's going to be dope. So Borderlands stuff soon.
For real. Hopefully. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait. I love Borderlands so much.
I'm ready for a new Borderlands. Yeah.
We all.
Been having a lot of fun again with Caleb and like Far Cry and stuff. But like, man, he and I have streamed a lot of Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
pumped
to get back to it.
If it's four player, maybe we can all get together.
It is, or the other ones have been.
Yeah, I know. But maybe we can join you, like Kev and I. Or I mean, I don't know if it's exclusive. You and Caleb like have your own thing going on, but
no. But just Far Cry has been like co-op, just co-op. So. But we were even talking about like The Division, like when that comes out, like jumping on that.
You're gonna have to talk me into it, or I'm just gonna get real sad that I'm not with you.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. Yeah, it's your choice. Yeah. You can watch the stream like, oh, man, I wish I was playing. Why can't we play games together? Buy the game.
Fuck you. I said that about Anthem. I said, hey, guys, I'm right here. Okay.
And boss. I played a lot of Anthem with you.
Bye. We played like two missions.
Every time I played, bullshit. Every time I played with you.
Which you played like twice since launch.
Yeah.
But
we put in like 6 to 8 hours each time.
Yeah, that's true. Kev couldn't even make it.
It's starting to wind down with the puppy
now. He ignored
us. Starting to hang out the.
Couldn't even text us and say like, "Hey guys, not tonight. I'm busy." He just ignored us.
I was so stressed out of my mind.
Okay, so that's the end of the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Kev, I forgive you. If you liked this show, go subscribe. If you liked us a lot more than that, then subscribe to Patreon. if you liked us even more than that, well, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.